Welcome to GhostBiz here on the Business Report on Nova 103.5. My name's Gary Struble, and every week I have the privilege of chatting to the finance ghost to tell us what's up to date with some of the companies that we're interested in and perhaps even invested in on the various stock exchanges, both here in Southern Africa and around the world. Ghost, welcome back to the show. Let's start out with MTN and an interesting story indeed around the B-BBEE scheme called Zakhele Futhi. It was due to expire, and it looks like it's going to be extended by 3 years because effectively the scheme is worthless. Now, here in Namibia, we have yet to experience the intricacies of these sorts of schemes and, of course, of the legislation that upon which it's based. But perhaps you can just give us an understanding as to why would a scheme expire after a couple of years where theoretically wealth would have been created hasn't been, and the best route is to perhaps not let it pay out at all.
Hello, Gary, and to all the listeners in Namibia and elsewhere, thank you. Great question. Nice way to start the show. So South African BEE deals are pretty fascinating. They've been around for a long time now. They take various forms. The legislation doesn't tell you how you have to structure it. It just tells you how to measure the outcome. So this, of course, leads to a lot of creativity by the bankers and advisors along the way. And a lot of the structures end up being done with a great amount of debt. Now, this is typically because the BEE investors are basically looking for some kind of reason to be invested in this particular scheme, as opposed to just going and buying shares in MTN. So there are various ways to sweeten the deal. One of them is to give the shares at a discount, and the other is to say, hey, you know, we'll lend money into the structure to buy the shares. So you're actually basically buying into a very leveraged structure on the underlying asset, and this is a great idea. Except it often isn't a great idea, because borrowing money to buy shares in a market like South Africa, where interest rates are structurally quite high, means that the share needs to outperform the interest rate. And sadly, that isn't always the case. In fact, it is quite rarely the case, and MTN has been through a pretty tough time. You can have a situation where the share price underperforms the rate on the debt, and then over years, that discount on entry suddenly unwinds into a situation where, hang on, you know, the interest on the debt has gone up so much that basically this thing is sitting either at break even, where the underlying shares are equal to the amount of debt owed, or potentially even underwater, where the shares won't even cover the debt, leaving the, you know, listed company, in this case MTN, exposed. So without going into tons more detail on it, basically what's happened is that MTN's share price has underperformed. The structure was due to expire in November because these things do have an end date. And because of the underperformance of the share price, it would have basically expired worthless. The share price has come up a little bit, so there's a little bit of value in there, but not enough, not a good enough outcome. So basically what they're looking to do is just extend the life of the structure and give the MTN share price more of a chance to actually come right and get some value into the hands of investors in MTN Zakhele Futhi.
Another company that we take an interest in here in Namibia and also engage with from time to time is Investec. They've put out some numbers. The Southern African business looked pretty strong. Decent numbers there. But interesting note in your article around the adjustment of accounting practices suddenly creating a whole different balance sheet. Perhaps you can just give us a bit of elucidation on that. And then also the UK-based business perhaps not performing quite as well.
Investec, always an interesting story. They've got a lot of operations in South Africa and in the UK. Both countries that went to the polls this year. So, you know, it's been an election year in both cases, and obviously that has impacted some performance, because for a business like Investec, what they really need is for corporates and high net worth individuals to feel confident enough about the future to actually go and borrow money and invest and do deals and all that kind of stuff. Now, unfortunately, their HEPS situation over the 6 months to September is expected to be pretty much flat. So we don't know exactly where they'll come out. They could be slightly down or slightly up. So the midpoint is roughly flat. This is despite pre-provision adjusted operating profit being between 6.7% and 12.9% higher. So before provisions and adjustments to the balance sheet around impairments, etc., you know, they've actually done okay. But unfortunately, there has been some impairment increase in the business, and the credit loss ratio in particular is a little bit high. In the UK business in particular, the credit loss ratio is above their guided range. So that's not ideal. But still, it's not doing badly. Return on tangible equity is within the target range in the UK, and within South Africa, it's actually at the upper end of the target range. So less so an accounting change in this case, but more so just a case of typical banking type stuff where, you know, sometimes your credit loss ratio doesn't do what you're looking for it to do. They did also have some one-offs generally around a lot of their strategic actions that they've had recently. They had the Rathbones business combination as well. On the whole, Investec's been on a pretty good charge over the past couple of years. This results a little bit of consolidation perhaps, but I think still a very, very good business, and group return on equity is within their target range.
A share that we have looked at in the past and spoken about a little bit in the show is Renergen, a helium producer, a touted helium producer situated in the Free State in Virginia, near Valcom. It seems like despite a couple of years of struggles and frustrations for shareholders, and for a while that share price doing quite a good imitation of a roller coaster, that there is some good news coming out of Renergen.
Renergen is one of those stocks that probably gets way more attention than it should, to be honest, in the market. It was almost a meme stock, I think, during the pandemic, where people were just buying the thing with no real understanding of how to value it whatsoever. And reality then set in pretty hard as interest rates went up. So a typical kind of meme stock story. Of course, the background to all of this is Renergen is out there busy trying to develop their asset. You know, they've been producing LNG for a while. They've recently finally gotten to a point where the helium is starting to flow after some real worries about whether or not it was actually going to work. They've had to do some maintenance on their plant, and that's now been completed. So the plant was kind of restarted earlier in the week, and LNG production has now resumed. As for the helium module, that has been started, or is being started rather, and they need to bring it down to temperature to recommence filling of helium. So the point there is, in the announcement, they didn't actually say, hey, we've started producing helium again. And of course, some people in the market who are bears on this thing will look at that and go, hey, you know, what's going on? But I think a lot of people are getting past the, hey, do they actually have a helium problem? And rather saying, yes, there will be some hiccups along the way, but this is actually a really important project for South Africa, and it would be lovely to see this thing work. The one piece of important news, I think, is that the maintenance in this case was managed entirely by Renergen's internal team. They spent a lot of money upskilling their staff and bringing in new staff, frankly, to actually get to the point where they can run the thing themselves. They don't have to rely on external contractors. So that's another piece of good news for the Renergen bulls out there.
And then lastly, let's close off with a good example of a South African family business that turned itself into a corporate, is listed, but hasn't really seen the benefits of that over the last 5 years, and that's Trellidor, now makers of security systems and doors and gates. Namibians would be very familiar with the Trellidor product. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there after 5 years of a share price pretty much halving in value.
Trellidor is such a great example of how you can look around you at the country you live in and think, hey, you know, what makes money in this place? Oh, security, great. Hang on, I can go and buy shares in Trellidor. And that perfectly logical analysis can just end in absolute tears. You know, the markets can be very, very cruel. And it wasn't always this way, of course. You know, in the pandemic, they had a situation where people were investing in their homes, and Trellidor obviously benefits from that, which is great. But they've had lots and lots of other problems. They had a major court case around labor issues, which was very expensive for them. They had some supply chain challenges, and they've had demand issues as interest rates have gone higher. It's really been a very hard time for Trellidor. They were barely profitable, in fact, in their comparable period. The good news is that there's an updated trading statement now that suggests that earnings are much, much higher, roughly 9 times higher than they were in the comparable period. What that mainly tells you is how bad the comparable period was, but it also tells you that things are finally getting better. It's going to take investors a little while, I think, to actually believe in the Trellidor story because they've been so burnt. But for now, the price earnings multiple, it's below 6 last time I looked. So pretty modest, especially by recent standards on the JSE, where it feels like practically everything has gone up. So for those who do believe in Trellidor, perhaps there's something there.
All right, thanks, Ghost. Let's leave it there. Remember, you can follow everything the Finance Ghost is up to. He reads all the notices, balance sheets, results, announcements, and press releases so that you don't have to. Get along to ghostmail.co.za and you can subscribe to one of the many fine newsletters that the Finance Ghost puts out every week. We'll chat to him next week right here on Ghost Biz on the Business Report.